Trex and Nino back in the chair again. Hope you enjoyed the weekend today. 79 degrees is the temperature right now with a high of 88. Just an absolutely gorgeous day. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 80. Oh, yes. It's time for the bad news. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, in my hand, I hold the bad news Bible.
Should That's I be scared right. of this thing?
As a child of the corn, the two of you are, I must let you know that this book has been hermetically sealed, or at least in this
what?
UPS piece of plastic.
Okay.
On its way back to Chicago, and it's been in my parents' basement for hundreds and hundreds of years. No one knows the contents of these pages here within except me.
I know, I'm really following along too, like what
yes,
is happening?
In my mystic and divine way, I am going to tell everyone the bad news in their life. Now I could tell you the good news, okay. But the thing about the good news is it's not interesting and no one cares about the good news in your life.
And that happens in the real Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
But we got the bad news Bible.
In my mystical and borderline divine way, I will ascertain the negative things about YOU. That's
okay.
You listening. Should you be so brave as to call me? Because here's the way this works. You just simply give me your birthday, the month, and the date. For instance, July 16th. That's all I need to know. And I will tell you the bad news.
Okay.
Okay, anybody can give you the good news. Matter of fact, I might sprinkle it with a piece of good news at the end if you behave yourself.
What character is this one right now? Sir Drex.
I don't know. You know. I don't know what you want to call me. Preacher Drex, Preacher Drawers, whatever you want to call me. But I'm not a man
drawers.
Of the cloth, and it has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah.
All I know is this. So it's, you know, and I've had this for hundreds of years, as I said, and it actually personally profiles each and every single day. So here's the number. Once again, I want to warn you. Don't call me unless you want to know the bad news. You have been warned. 312-591-9696. I will tell you the bad things. I will tell you the truth about what you are.
Okay.
The person that you are. The somewhat horrible person that you are.
Okay, let's play. I want to do it.
You want to play?
I want to play.
So 312-591-9696, and we will begin. So should we start with people who are born on July 16th?
I like it.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you overbearing ass, you need to calm down.
If it's your birthday today,
yes,
that's you.
Yes, you are unrealistic about things, I must tell you.
Uh-huh.
And you're very repressed. I don't know who did this to you, but it's not my problem. It's yours. Okay? You're moralizing. You just think you are the moral of equivalent of someone very special, and it's not necessarily YOU.
Wait, we've got Samantha from Bridgeport on the phone. Today's your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Oh!
Happy birthday!
Well, you need to calm down.
That's what we're learning about you right now.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. So you're very unrealistic about things. Does that sound like you?
Partially.
Okay. And you're repressed. I wonder what repressed feelings do you have?
Tell her what
we're... Probably anger.
Anger. Well, that works out because people born on this day tend to be insensitive. Yes, to other people. Is that you? So you must be a real delight. People can't wait for you to get to work.
Well, I'm the EA, so I back up my boss, and I don't want to hear no. I want to hear yes, and I want it done now.
Bingo!
There we go.
Magic. And yet, so that makes you quite moralizing, too, especially since that's the gig you do. So you did find the right gig, I will tell you that.
Good at what I do. Thank you.
Yes, but you have to learn to do it in less intrusive ways and not antagonize people as much. But I don't know how you don't in your gig. Seems to me like you found the perfect gig for you.
Absolutely. I antagonize and get my way all day.
Oh, Samantha got it figured out.
It is her birthday, Drex. Why don't you give her at least one bit
of goodness? Okay, I will leave you with something good, okay?
Okay.
All right. By the way, you need to handle your stress a little bit better. You stress yourself out, don't you?
I am an anxiety mess most of the time.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Thrice. Over here. Okay, here's, I'll leave you with something good. I always like, instead of being completely nasty, you're very faithful, you're passionate, and you're nurturing.
All of those are correct.
Happy birthday.
Of course they are.
Thanks for the call, Samantha.
Thanks, Samantha.
Okay, have a wonderful day. I want to tell everybody, as we do the Bad News Bible, there's something that you should know. So when I read a birthday, that applies to you too. So, you know, I just read her birthday today, July 16th, so that... You're July 16th. That's what it means for you, too. Shall we go to March 7th? Oh, very close to me.
Hey, Selena.
Hi, Selena. Well, first of all, since you're a Pisces, you're a hot mess. We know that. But let me
look. Selena, can you hear him turning the pages?
I am. I'm turning the pages. Oh,
yes, I hear.
March 7th is a virgin page, and this has been going on for 100 years.
Wow.
Well, you're very... Look, I feel sorry for you because you're so withdrawn and you're lonely. Are you? Even if you're with someone, you feel lonely, do you?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe personal relationship problems?
Yeah. Do you have trouble sleeping? Because you need to sleep more.
Yes, lately I have been.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or my child sleeps with me. I don't know what the issue is.
Well, you know what would be good for you is dancing. I don't know if you've ever tried dancing, but maybe some Zumba or something to get that energy up. Yeah.
Yes, that's fun.
Yeah. And you tend to roam all over the place. You know, you're very career oriented. So are you married to your job?
I don't feel like it, no.
Okay, you will be. you're quick to defend yourself to a degree where you don't like people in your own space, do you?
No, not at all.
Stay out of her space. Nothing but trouble. Should I say something nice?
Give her something nice. This thing's creepy.
I know, right?
I don't think that was bad.
No, that wasn't too bad. You're very sensitive in your giving. Those are good features.
Agree. Yeah. I'm very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Wear my heart on my sleeve.
Selena, when you go to church, do you give $1 or $10?
I really don't go to church.
That's okay.
That's because she's so withdrawn and lonely.
Thanks for the cost.
God would want it some other way.
Selena.
All right, but again, this has nothing to do with religion. But remember, people, don't call me for the good news. I only give the bad. All right, because the bad news is fun to hear. Hi, Flo. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'll let you know if it's going to be. Let me look.
All right.
November 16th. November 16th. See all these notes that I've made in here over the years?
I see all of the notes that you made.
Yes. Oh, well. Look at her. She's so self-involved.
She says nothing.
She can never settle on one thing. And you're isolated. What do you isolate yourself from?
Everyone.
Do you? You know, I must tell you something about you. Are you a boss? Are you in a position of management?
I am.
I knew it, because people like her are really good managers.
Ooh.
Probably because you're a little, because you are isolated and, probably a little cranky.
Because you can't make friends with everybody else. You have to manage them.
Yeah, she's probably a little cranky. Yeah. Let's see here. So how's your weight?
It fluctuates here and there. Typical thing for a woman.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's for everybody born this day. You should watch that out. You should watch out for that.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying everybody born on November 16th are fatties?
Oh my God.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking for clarification. I want clarity.
Yes, you tend to gain weight.
That's what I'm saying.
Weight,
I'm just
weight
sure
is an issue. Everybody born on November
16th. Flo, I'll smack them for you.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Gabe, thank you. We didn't say this was the good news Bible. I told you it was the bad news Bible. What the hell do you want?
Still.
Yes. Very true.
So you need to be careful with it. Do you still have your gallbladder?
I do.
You won't.
Wow.
Oh, now you need to be
I
careful.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you got to be careful with over stressing your digestive system.
Who needs her gallbladder
anyway? But you know, when I give her some good news here on her way out the door, she is an effective boss because she's quite the authoritarian. And she tries to be understanding while she's being bitchy. She tries.
Don't we all?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks for the call.
Carry on. And have a good day at work.
Best of luck, Flo.
Okay, 312-591-9696. It's the bad news Bible. Don't call me if you want the good news. Save that for somebody else.
It's kind of creepy because it's
way,
like real.
Sooner or later, you're going to hear your date coming up on B96. Good morning, everybody. We're doing the bad news Bible. That's right. I have the book in front of me. Hundreds of years old. Found after hours of digging in my parents' basement when I went home to Pennsylvania on vacation. I knew it was down there somewhere.
How long did it take you to find it?
Oh, hours of digging and sweating and backbreaking. It was just horrible.
Commitment.
But you know, the things that I do for this show.
Of course.
Yes, it's always fun to give people the good news, but it's even more fun on the radio to listen to the bad news. So that's what I bring you, nothing but bad news. By the way, as I go through this, and this is true, everything that I say has been written down and documented. Not by me, by somebody else. But hundreds of years old. So we go by the date of birth, and I don't need the year. So any date that I give you, is applicable to you if you are born that date as well. Okay, so we're going to start with Antonio from Schaumburg. Hi, Antonio. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Are you ready for the bad news?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what we got for August 10th. Oh, needy you. You are so, so needy. Oh, my God.
Is
wow.
that true?
Maybe a little bit.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You like Jeez. Attention, Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The thing, the other thing about you is you lack in self-trust. So what makes you so insecure? So you're needy because you're insecure, and that is you, and that has August 10th all over it. The day of the velvet voice, by the way.
What does that mean?
The day of the velvet voice.
The velvet voice.
Yeah. Now, it's preferable that the job you do either be like, do you interact with customers?
Yes, I do. I work at a bank.
Yeah, that's good because you wouldn't do well behind a desk. And that's
no, probably, I did that job for 5 years. That was not well.
Yeah, that's probably because you were so needy. Seriously. You know what? You're really into the way you look. You must be quite self-absorbed.
Sometimes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Antonio, yes. How hot are you?
8.
Okay. If he must say so himself.
Exactly.
Yes. So people born on May 10th put a lot of time and effort into the way they look. It's really important to them. Consequently, they tend to, really get into the, the teeth, the hair, and all of that in exchange for at the expense of internal health. So, you know, you can look really good, but that doesn't mean you're the healthiest person.
All right. Give him something good on the way out.
Yeah.
You can be attractive and fun, and you can be vocally seductive.
That's that velvet voice thing.
That's your velvet voice.
He's a man of few words.
I can
so the
tell.
Ones that he chooses.
Nice.
They get the velvet.
Nice.
Work it. Work it.
Thanks
that
for
applies
the call,
to you. Let's go to let me see here. Let's go to Sierra in in Earlville. Good morning. This is November 30th, right? Yeah?
Good morning. Yes, it is.
If you're just joining us, this is the bad news that we're delivering to people. Yes, from my bad news Bible. You are very defensive. Man, I'm telling you, people on November 30th, they are so defensive about things. And you need to learn not to overreact. There's a lot of overreacting going on with you, isn't there?
Sometimes.
Yes, you're very thin-skinned. I mean, it goes so far as you can't even laugh at her because she'll go off. People born on this day, they don't like direct attacks. It's bad news.
That is very true.
Yeah. I mean, first they put up their hard defense and then they measure their retaliation against you. So
that's very true.
You need to find out who the people born around you are. If they're born November 13th, steer
30th.
Clear. Or I'm sorry, 30th. You're right. Yeah. Steer clear. Thin-skinned, reactive, and negative to others, and you waste a lot of time trying to overcome that.
But the good news...
I do, yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, the good news is you're funny, and you're dynamic, yes, and your personality.
You have a nice laugh, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. So
oh,
that's not
you.
That's not too
you're
bad.
Welcome.
I mean, you just got to get over that insecurity thing and putting this wall up, and you're being so defensive.
I'm very defensive. I'm curious, what book is this?
It is the Bad News Bible. That's all I can tell you.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Yes.
Thanks, Sarah.
Because everybody would go out and, well, it's not available anymore. It's
he
offline.
Hides it.
I'm serious.
It's not on Kindle?
No, I've had it for like 100 years. Not 100, but I've had it since I was a kid. Okay, so Jessica from St. John's.
I am.
Okay, now this applies to everybody who's born May 25th. Let's take a look here. The Day of the Bold One. Are you bold?
I am.
Well, you're not very tolerant of people, are you?
People say that.
Yeah, and you're very judgmental, and you're not very realistic about things. Wonder why that is.
I don't know. People,
you know what?
People tell me that.
Yeah, you're a fighter. What do you have? Were you when you were a kid? Were you a bully or you a fighter?
Somewhat.
And you have this constant rejection of fear. So I've got a fear.
I really do. That is true, yeah.
Right. So I got to be fearful of your fear because if I tell you the truth, you might beat my ass.
Yeah,
You're a very cool cat. You've got this like dictatorial attitude she does. So does everybody born on May 25th. Better look out.
Beware of May 25th.
Yes. I will say.
Yes. I like that though.
Yeah, well, it works for you. Yeah. You've definitely got this fear of rejection. So, you know, that doesn't work out for you.
I hate that.
Yeah, you gotta be, and sometimes you're unrealistic about what you believe and a little bit of out of touch with what your true needs are. But now that you know that, I mean, the good news is you're a tough cookie. And I say that as a good thing. And you can adapt to different sort of situations. So, you know, there's hope for you.
Good, good, good.
Okay, carry on.
I don't know, what do you say to that, you bully?
Well, she is one. So is everybody born May 25th. Next, we go to Christy from Burr Ridge, who was born on November 10th.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to know the bad news?
Go for it.
Well, you repeat yourself a lot. Do you do that when you're drunk or when you're sober?
I think a combination of both.
Yeah, and repetitive can mean you do the same thing over and over. So do you get yourself in trouble by doing repetitive things?
Yes.
Like what?
I don't know. You know, if anything, I feel like I'm a little bit all over the place, but
yeah,
I do tend to do kind of the same mistakes, just at random points.
You know what's so interesting about people like you who are born on November 10th? Oh, by the way, that's the date of metamorphosis, so you're ever-changing. Is that you're very particular about things.
Yeah, very.
So you're a little snotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Own it, girl.
Well, we always end on a good note here. You know, you need to develop a little bit more flexibility in your lifestyle. And, you know, according to the Bad News Bible, is exercise is necessary to calm you down.
Okay. I never exercise.
But she's pretty. She's very attractive.
Okay.
Yes. People born on November 10th are very attractive.
Christy, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give yourself?
I would give myself like maybe a 6 or a 7.
Oh, she's being modest.
I think she is too. I love asking people that question because doesn't it make you just feel so uncomfortable for like a second?
Does it?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bad News Bible. We'll go back into, well, I don't have any stairs.
I love that it's wrapped up in protective.
Hermetically sealed.
Yeah, it's like protective wrap.
How about back into my locked file cabinet until next Monday when we'll have more bad news. That's on the way. And by the way, I'll be listening for your chance to win Walking Around Money coming up here in just a few minutes, $1,000 an hour all day today right here on B96.